az vagyok benne.
Okay, and the Brit saying the Rachel Yehud it says the Yossi Shevet Yehuda Mechayik Mebe Raglov Ad Kiyava Yeshiloi Velo Yikas Amin. So the Pasuk said the Yossi Shevet Yehuda Ad Kiyava Yeshiloi. So the big discussion of Mepharshim, what is the gather of this? Is it a bracha? Is it a nevuah? Is it a iser? Is it a tzivoy? What's ad kiyava yeshiloi? Which is batem, one of the tainas that the Christians have. They write that the Yeshu is Mashiach because it says little yasser ad kiyava yeshiloi, and it's Mashiach. And read the shevet Dalfas is not by Yehuda, so must be that Mashiach already came. That we'll see the Rajba later bring down a whole vikuach the Rajba had with the Christians on this point. Ramban says that when it says Liyasur, it doesn't mean that the Malchus is always going to be by Yehuda forever. Rather, it says Yelech Hashem Yischa Ves Malchecha Shetakim Alecha Al Gaish Leidata Ata Vesecha Nevhecha Parashi Sabe. It says that the Kishbaruch Hu is going to take Klal Yisrael and the Malachim into Golos. So that if they're in Golos, they're not going to have Melech. Elamai, we had hundreds of years of Klal Yisrael in Golos, but there's no Melech. Thousands of years. Elamai says Ramban, what it means is, it means that it's not going to go from Yehuda to somebody else. It's to the other Shvat. Doesn't mean that lo yasser ad kiyava yeshiloi, it's never gonna be the melucha will never be taken away from Yehuda. Rather, it means it won't go to somebody else.
So saying it'll never only be by somebody else. That you had.
One second. You're asking about Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda. Say loud. Now, ki Malchus Yisrael amayish aleim many year v'lo yimshal echad me'echav olav ki lo yasser mechayim miraglov. Now, what does it mean? The second half of the pasuk. And that is the Gemara's in hand. Daf Hey, and the Gemara is talking about the Mechaykim. That's right. Taira should call Mechaykim be Yisrael. Should be Yodi. The Basa Melch Man Yia. That's what Gemara learns out. Gabi Din Kfiya. The Bezna has a Kaiach be Kaifa. He who Yim shall be Tzav Mechay Yisrael. But Loi Chayis Ma Malchus. Dr. Ramban, and it says Lo Yosir. It's Mashma. This is really he starts getting involved with some issues there because there's problems with this, right? We had Melachim that weren't from Yehuda. We had Shalom Melech before David HaMelech. We had Yeravim after David HaMelech. And we had the Chashmonaim. How do they all fit into this pasuk? Or do they fit into this pasuk? So the Ramban writes that when it says Lo Yasser, that means from when the Melucha was given to Yehuda, it's not going to be taken away. But there's a remez to that, meaning you can't take something away if you didn't get it, right? If you're talking about taking it away, it means he has it, and then you're taking it away. So you're not going to take it away, it means he already has it. But before he got it, then there's no problem. So then he answers how they were able to mamach Shalom Melech, even though Shalom obviously wasn't from Yehuda. And Emerson, though, he says, the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu was mamach Shalom at that point, and not from Yehuda, and the reason why he only gave them a temporary malchus is because Batsim, they asked for the malchus like it did. Because Batsim, Shmuel, they didn't need a melch. Shmuel was the shayfet, Shmuel was the navi, Shmuel was the one that was loichel muchaseim, al pi Hashem, and he saved them. They didn't need a melch. So Mela, Hashem said, Oischa, masu, ki oisi, masu. So by being mayis v'shal, that's them. They're being mayis and kaviyach and gosh baruch hu. If he only gave them a temporary malchus till David became melech. So then he has him back. The psukim though it's mashma that this mashma had Shaul not sinned, then he could have kept the malchus. So that it's just temporary. It's mashma, no, not like that. He says, okay, what if, you know, so Chayiv Malchus has to go to David, so then how can it be that he wouldn't have sinned, he would have gotten it, he would have kept it. So he says, no, that means he would have just been a melech on a part of Klal Yisrael, a melech, and then David would have been the melech on the rest. Now, Dr. Ramban, that then he gets on to Malchus Yisrael, what Yair mentioned before, how do we have the whole concept of Malchus based David and Malchus and Malchus Yisrael. Malchus Yisrael, how did that happen? It was up in Avi Betzah.
I think he already answered that with the last point.
No, he didn't.
He said it.
Well, it wasn't the whole thing.
Yeah.
Say it. Okay, fine. That's what I'm going to say now. Shamlocha Malchus Yisrael, Mashal Shvatim, Achri David, Oivr Maldas Aviyim, Umavir Nachla. But he said, Hema Yisrael, Mechim Aldavar Achia Shalaini. And that the Nachir Shalai was a Navi, and he was Maish Chiyur Avi. The Enezera David Laman Zois Achla Kol Yam. Oh, so he says, he said like this. No, it says Mashu Taka. He's not happy with the last thing he said. He's not happy that it would have been just on a part of Klal Yisrael. I guess because they're here, it was on most of Klal Yisrael. Here was in 10 Shvatim. The Malchus Yisrael were on 10 Shvatim. But to say that oh, it was only on part of Klal Yisrael, that's not a good teretz. What does he say? The teretz is because Achia Shalaini was supposed to be forever. It was supposed to be Nimshach. So maybe that's when he was Moshech Yeravim, it wasn't forever, says the Ramban. Elamai, when Klal Yisrael continued to be Mamuch Lochim Ben Acher Ben, then Taka says Ramban, they were over Al Tzavos Hazaken V'nen Shubahem.
I thought once it went to Yehuda, then it couldn't go anywhere else, even if...
No, he's saying this mashmash, it was ready by Yehuda, and Achia Shalaini was Moshech Yeravim, Malchus Yisrael, that was the beginning of Malchus Yisrael. So that wasn't a problem.
Even though it was by Yehuda.
Since it wasn't forever. It was supposed to be a temporary thing. It was an Einish for Malchus Beis David. It was an Einish. So it was supposed to be a temporary thing. But this, the Klal Yisrael continued it, says the Ramban, that was where they were over in the Be'er.
Which Aveir?
Tzavos HaZaken. They were over on, not Aveir for a mitzvah d'oraisa, but they went against what Yaakov Avinu said, Lo Yasser. But Yaakov Avinu was, according to this Ramban, I don't know what exactly Gedder Nisr is, but they went against Yaakov Avinu.
He just made a new kingdom, moving from Yehuda, you know?
Yes, they did. Yehuda was melech on the whole Klal Yisrael, and it wasn't a new kingdom. They didn't make new people. They didn't create a bunch of clones. It was a Klal Yisrael.
Why was there any better for the first?
What?
Why was there any better for the first king?
Because it was only temporary, he says. Uh-huh. Now, then he goes on to discuss, what about the Chashmonaim? This is a famous Ramban. The Ramban writes that why were the Chashmonaim punished? And we see their malchus didn't last. After they kach, the Gemara says, Kol Eimer, Mibes Chashmonaim, no? We say he's an Eved. Because all the kings of the Chashmonaim got killed out. And it was the Hordus took over, and he was an Eved. Hordus Agrippas, that whole, and Samela, and anyone says that he's from the Beish Chashmonaim, he must be an Eved. The Gemara says. So it says around what's Pshat. He says, Chorich says, Kehoi Chasidi Elia. Ilmolehem Nishtaku Atari Mitzim Yisrael. We know that the Maccabee, the Chashmonaim, they were Siddiqui Elia, they saved Kehoi Yisrael, and they saved the whole Torah. Still, so why would they Nenash? He says, "The only thing Abbas b'nei Chashmonai Yizok and Chassid Hamalichim Zeh Hazeh, im kol gvurasam atzalachasam, nafli b'harayim b'charev, they all get killed." And he says, "The reason is because Hayam Shemida Kenegin Mida, because Shemolch v'loy Hayu Mezera Yehudim Beis David v'Sira Shevet Amachay Gekel Gamri." Then there was no Malchus Beis David. And they were the only melech. They were the meisah legamri from the malchus Yehuda. The melech oyha oyin shemida kenegin mida shehim shkodesh baruch hu aleim es avdeihem v'hem echrisim. You're trying to be a melech when you're not supposed to be a melech. The mida kenegin mida is that someone who taka has no shaykhus to being a melech. Mamish the opposite of being a melech, an eved. This the total opposite of being a melech He's supposed to be subservient. He's the one that got them. Says Rambam. What?
Who?
Right. Same. But more than that, they were killed by the Eved. It was a double punishment. Now, it's interesting. I saw in the Shalach Kaddish, he's mashma, even though he brings down the Ramban, there was a chet, but he's mashma, there is a tzad over here, that they had a shaykhus to malchus. And it's even interesting, because the Ramban later discusses that by virtue of the fact that they were kayanim, that's another tain on them. The Ramban says later. The Ramban says, because the pasuk says, tishmas kunaschem l'chol dvar mizbeach, next paragraph, so he's saying, what are you mixing into the Malchus? Your job is in the base of Mikdash, your job is to do the Avodah Hashem in the base of Mikdash, you have no business being a Melech. And he brings down Yerushalmi, that's down Sukkim. The Yerushalmi says, the Farish, that learns out, even from Leos HaShev Mihuda, from other Sukkim, that a Kohen can't be a Melech, ein Moish Chamlochim la Kohen b'nei Aaron. And suddenly, the Chagam in Sant Ramban, he writes, he says that there was an Indian dafka that als the Mashicha. There was a Havamin, he says, Ein Moishchim Lochem Rakainim, says Ramban, Ein Moishchim Shalye Elaim Hoid Malchus. Right? And so, Vaskir Rakainim Shafbi Shehain Ba'atzman Ru'uyim Mashicha. A moishchen oisam l'shem malchus. Kol shen shara shvadim. How much sound shtickle in Rambanim? Rambanim says, the kainim eps a shaykh to the musik of Mashicha. It's a Mashicha by kainim. And so Mel, there's a half minute to say that they should be shaykh to the Mashicha of malchus, which is, he calls that, the Mashicha is not just an appointment. It's not just a tekis. You pour some oil on him, and that's, so you make him into a melech. He says that the Mashicha, he says, is the hoid malchus, the shenkai, the whole brilliance of the Malchus, the splendor of the Malchus is al yedei the Mashicha. So Meila doesn't have me in episode. The Kohenim have a shayches to that musig of being nimshach. So Meila they could have the Malchus also k'mashmon. That the Yishtami says no. Akapam the Shlach Kader says that fakir they're having me that the right to be a melech was because they were Kohenim. So he says. He has the whole shtickle, the Pach Shemen. He says they found the Pach Shemen that was chosm b'chaysama shel kohen gadol. What's this Indian of the Pach Shemen? The Chashmoyim found the Pach Shemen chosm kohen gadol. What's that all about? He says, since they weren't from Malchus David, they found the Pach and the other Melachim, from Moshech, other Melachim, and it's with a Pach, with Cheres, and not with silver or gold, whatever it is, ever clear used to Moshech them. So Meila, that's why I found the Pach Shemen. Because it sounds like in the Shalah, as the Zeremis say, they should become kings. And what's the Chesim calling Gadol? So he says, first of all, they're Mesakin, Lahidus Lahalal, like David Melech. That could be, like, the Wakilah are taking over that job, Lahidus Lahalal, the Nims Miris Yisrael. But he says that because the Tamar was Zeichet to Malchus. Where did Tamar come from? Tamar's great-grandfather was Shem. Tamar was Bitei Shel Shem. Tamar himself was Bitei Shel Shem. Shehu Malki Tzedek. Vehu Melech V'Kayin Elkel Elyoy. Malki Tzedek had the Inyan of Malchus and the Inyan of Kahuna. So they felt, since they came from Tamar, so Mela, since they came from Tamar, they felt that they had a shaykhis. No, I'm sorry. Since the Malchus came from Tamar, and Tamar's father was a kain, so Melech Mashman the Shalah, they felt that the kainim, Al's kainim, they have a shaykhis to Melucha, because the Malchus of Tamar came from Shem, which was Malchitzedek, who kain lekel Elyon. It sounds like that's in the exact opposite of the Ramban. The Adrab, the fact that they were kain, that's why B'chaysamish a kain gadol. But it's sounding the Shalah that there's a real tzad over here. That's why. It's saying that the Dwab Shaykh is the Malchus. But it's funny because he brings down the Tarikh Day, brings on the Ramban that it wasn't Chet. That wasn't clear to me, if he's darshing it with Shvach or not. But anyway, Akapanim, that's the Ramban that the Chashmonaim or Chayta, they went against the Savor of Yaakov Avinu, and the Malchei Yisrael as well. Even though there was the Navi, that was only for temporary. That was only temporary. And by Shaul also was only temporary, even though Mashmah, that had it not sinned, it would have kept it, but then it would have been only on part of Klal Yisrael, and that Mashmah Rabban is also not a problem.
If a Novi with a Cheskas Kashrus tells you to do something, do you need like a Sfarot to do it? Even if it's...
So if the Novi is coming going against the Torah, then it's not a Sheker. If it's Lerosha, he says it's temporary. It has to be temporary. Otherwise it's another Sheker. The Ran in the Drosha argues in the Ramban. And he says, according to Ramban, that the Chashmonaim were the rule of the Chashmonaim and the rule of Malchi Yisrael was against the possible Yosef Shev Meyuda. So it comes out that the Nebuah of Yaakov Avinu was not a true Nebuah. The Nebuah didn't come true. Because even if you want to say that they were over, fine. So he said, gives Marshall, said, a Navi. Gives an avtacha that someone's not gonna, he's not gonna get hurt, right? He's not gonna fall to his enemies. My enemies get him, right? Okay, so you'll say the enemies that hit him were going against the nevuah, let's say, so they're gonna be punished. But also it means the nevuah wasn't makoyim.
I think it's a nevuah and avtacha at the same time, and a tivi. I mean, it's everything.
Yeah. No, so it could be Ramban understand maybe Takaj. It's not Avtocha. Maybe Ramban himself understand it was just an Isser. It was just an Isser. It wasn't Avtocha. But the Ran therefore says, "Where's the Milas Hashem Yehuda?" That means that it's not going to be nostalgic Gamri. That's what it means. So it means that the Meila. So even though the Chashmonaim temporarily they take it, but the Shad is with Lasulabai, Aki Aveshila, he says, that when Mashiach comes, then there will be Malchus, so the kids and Malchus won't be taken. Malchus Shali says, so they also said what Raman says, that the whole thing only started after it was given to Yehuda, Balkapanim, he says that the idea was, that Malchi Yisrael wasn't taken away from the Milgamri. That's what that was the hatter. So there's according to him, he has no problem with Malchi Yisrael being Nimshach. Ramban says the fact that it was Nimshach is a problem, right? That was against the Leaser, because if it's a Nimshach, then there's a problem. If it's for, but Ramban says no, you know, it's not a problem as long as the Malchus wasn't taken away from Yehuda Legamri. And the Malchi Chashmona, he also learns differently. He says that the Lo Yasser is only, the Haftacha was only that when the Meluch is by Klal Yisrael, then it's going to be by Yehuda. He says that the Malchus of Chashmona was not an independent Malchus. That it was subservient to Rome and to Persia. I don't know, Persia comes in over there, but they said they were subservient to Rome. They were vassals of Rome and Persia, and therefore Michal wasn't in the parish of Lo Yasser. Now that grounded the Barbanel asked on him, doesn't make any sense. The Barbanel doesn't make any sense because the because he says that the Ram writes also they threw off the yoke of Yavon, and even his writes, even though they made a peace treaty with Rome, that's what messed them up at the end. They made a peace treaty with Rome, but they weren't subservient to Rome. They made a peace treaty. So he, I don't know historically, since we're machlekas of historically whether or not the Malchei Chashmonaim were subservient or not. And there's also God the Ram, I've got to mention before. The Medayik and the Rambam, the Rambam argues in the Rambam also. So the Rambam says the Chashmonaim were over. However, the Rambam is not mashma like that. You know, we'll see later, there's another Rambam, which also has, is interesting. Let's see, the Rambam, the famous Rambam by Chanukah. Rambam starts with Hilchos Chanukah, gives the whole history, by Hashenik, Shmoch Yavon, the Ogoriz Ogzeres, Vechulu, Betzol HaMishol Ma'oid, Vegov B'nei Chashmei, Koin Magdoil, Vahargum, Vahishiyu, Yisrael Miyadam. V'hamidu melech min ha-kayinim v'chazur malchus Yisrael yeser ha-masayim matayim shana ad chor b'na bayis. So the Rambam is mashma, there was a positive thing. They were machzor the malchus, and they had the malchus for 200 years until the korban. It doesn't sound in the Rambam that was a negative thing. So the Rambam seems to disagree also with the Ramban. The Ramban says that the chashmayim oyv v'nisser. And both the Ran and the Rambam disagree on that point.
Couldn't that be because the reason why the Rambam says the whole history is to be Mefarsin and the Nes? So it's come to tell us that what the Chashmonaim did, right, it lasted so long, but Enachamami, they were over.
The feel you get for the Rambam is not Mashma, they did something wrong. Rambam is telling us that they had Hatzalah and that they were Machzor Mlucha for 200 years. It sounds like it's a positive thing. The Mluchah came back to Chayzer for 200 years. It sounds like it's a positive thing. It certainly does not give me any negative connotation. Now, it's interesting.
Why were they killed? Why was
no? I don't know. Maybe it was the pact with Rome. And they made a pact with Rome. So maybe maybe that was the problem. I don't know the Ram well. Now, the Ram also writes that the Chazal. There's a different take on here. Let's share the Yehuda. He says also that's haftacha that the Torah will always be by Shevet Yehuda. Now, the Rajba had a Vikuach. The Rajba, the truth, began to hold the Koach that he had with the Christians, I guess, and with one of their Chachamim about Mashiach. So the Chayyuk said, he brings the Raya, Mashiach came. Harai, Shami Yaakov of Layas Shem Yehuda, Ad Yavah Shila, Veshila Mashiach. The Targum says, Shila is Mashiach. So, there's no Malchus Yehuda. Elmai, Layas Ad Kiyavah Shila. Elmai, must be the Mashiach came ready. So, the Rajba answered him back. And he said, Ad doesn't mean that just until then. It means through then and past then also. It doesn't necessarily mean dafka until then. So he says, it means raya, it's a kiloy zovcha ad asher mesisi eis asher dibarti loch. Shem says, I'm not going to leave you until I do what I told you. Does that mean that afterwards he's going to stop helping them? Rather not. So ad kiyavashil doesn't necessarily mean just until then. Aye, so fine. But he says, but Saif Kol Saif, Yaakov says, L'yasser ad bayay, that until Mashiach comes, at least until Mashiach comes, fine, tell me, be back. At least until Mashiach comes, the Shevet, it's not going to be taken away from Yehuda. So the Rajba, Samanoshah, if that's the Yitayish in the Pasuk, then you have a bigger problem. Haray, Sar B'gol is Bavel. The Gol is Bavel, Gol is Bayis Rishon, was before Yeshu. So if you have a kashan, if you're so interested, you're so worried about the Pasuk, Le'yosser, Ad Kiyoveh Shila, you're telling me, it must be, if there's no Malchus Yehuda today, it must be the Mashiach came, so what about Gol is Bavel? And Gol is Bavel, Arei, there was no Malchus Yehuda, and still, even L'shitaschem, Mashiach, that they hadn't come yet. So he said, no, in Gol is Bavel, they had Sanhedrin, they were down, I feel deep in the fascists, he said. Mamela, that was part, that's the Gemara's in head. Now, hey, the Gemara says that's part of the power of Yehuda. The Nasi, the Kayach of the Nasi, in the Reish Galusa, sorry, the Reish Galusa in Bavel.
Reish Galusa was in the base, Reish Galusa was in the base.
But it was the.
There was politics,
whatever. What?
Like, didn't have.
No, there was a Nasi? No, the Nasi was in Shaul, no?
It was a
Reish Galusa, not Bezdin. The Reish Galusa was wrong. The Reish Galusa was part of Bezdin, I think. It was the Abezdin and the Reish Galusa, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, So he says, that the Gemara says the Kayach of Bezdin comes from Leos Shev Yehuda. Leos Shev it. The Gemara says that's the Kayach of Bezdin. So he says the Rajba, you know what you're talking about. It's not true. They weren't Dandi Nefashis in Bavel, only in Yerushalayim. It's not in Amaretz. Yeah? And already 40 years before the Churban, the Gemara says that the Sanhedrin went from Lishcha Gaza. The Pasuk says because they saw there was Rabbi Reitzchem. The Gemara says Menamachem Hum Lamashem Machem Gairim, and they're going to be Dan Din of Ashes when the Bezin is in the Eretz Yisrael in the Lishcha Gaza. So they left Lishcha Gaza in order not to be Dan Din of Ashes. So already 40 years before, they weren't being Dan Din of Ashes in Bavel. Already 40 years before the Churban, they weren't being Dan Din of Ashes. So Meila, El Ma'aseh, we see. But still, we see that there was no Malchus Yehuda in Golas Bavel. So then, obviously, the pasuk doesn't mean that there will be Malchus Yehuda until Mashiach comes. And also, he says when they went to Golas, b'shal sholish al barzel mishlayim ad Bavel lehayur shem loyladim lelasis d'var esrara. Even later on, maybe they built themselves up in Bavel when they went to Golas. In chains, they weren't being dandy in the nefashes. So Meila, Elamai, so it doesn't mean that there will be Malchus until then. Elamai means it won't be taken away from then, it won't be given to someone else, like everything we had till now. It doesn't mean that there will be Malchus until then. So Meila, they slug up the whole thing. Oh, no, so that's what I'm saying. So he asked him, and said, okay, fine. So you're telling me, you're showing me that I'm wrong, right? In Lishnasi, I'm wrong. What's Hakim Shabbat in the Vos Yaakov? So he answered him, it won't be taken away from them legamri because ad yavashiloi because libasayif yavashiloi ultimate Mashiach will come and it'll give him back to him. That's what they're about. They answer.
That means though, in between it's okay though. It can go according to
what?
Him. According to him, it means though that in between,
no,
right before Mashiach comes, it can go to anyone.
Fine, it's just fine. That would be not teretz for chashmurah. I mean, if he's there, okay, could be. Yeah.
How did he, the Christian, he had to be fit Yeshu into Ad Yavashiva? Just assumed
he was Mashiach. No. They claim Yeshu is Mashiach. So it says in the pasuk that there will be malchus until Shiloh. So and right now there's no malchus. It must be that Shiloh came already.
How do they know he's? It's him, like. Adi Yavashila, does that refer to like a specific...
Mashiach, Tarim says Mashiach. We don't know who Mashiach is. Obviously Mashiach came, so they claim it's him. We're not claiming Mashiach came, we're saying Mashiach didn't come. They're saying he did. Okay, so it must be him. By default. Okay. Then he said... Then, okay, this was very off, not so much getting to Lo Yosef Shevet. And he has other ayahs, says, we claim there's going to be a third bias, a bias shlishi, when Mashiach comes. So he says, the Pasuk says, God will give covered a bias hazeh, achrim, and a rishay. It says, it's called bias sheni, bias achrim. It's Mashiach's the last one. There's not going to be a bias shlishi. So he says, no, achrim doesn't mean last. Like we see in the Pasuk, the Ferish Pasuk. By Yaakov Vino with the when he met Esau, he asked him to shvach his yaldei mishayna. Vesi leiv yaldei ha'acharaynim. Vesroch vesiyaz acharaynim. So it said leiv yaldei acharaynim, and then it said right after that rochel v'yosef acharaynim. So acharaynim means last. You can't have last of last. Last is last. So meila, you can't even be more last. If we were last, it was last, right? So meila, that was his tainan there. Then the guy starts coming with Gemaras, Gemara Yevambis, and says, he gets into the Shaila of Ash Yosha Vasecha Virish, Yushu Rishon Rishniya Yesh Lehem, Shlishis Ein Lehem. It says, Yushu Rishon Rishniya, Shniya is like Kitcha Lassu Lavai, Shlishis Ein Lehem. So you see, there's no more Kedusha, it's hell, it's finished. There's no Mashiach coming. So he told them, kids here gave him a whole shir on the Sugya of Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shnia, that the Machlek is somehow that Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Asalavai, somehow Kedusha Shnia is Kitchel Shaita, Kitchel Asalavai, somehow that both of them were not Kitchel Asalavai. That's what it means, Kedusha Shlisha's Ainlam means because Kedusha Shnia is Kitchel Asalavai. You don't need a new Kedusha. That's the whole Sugya. The Sugya that one says, Yusha Rishayna Shnia Yeshlam, Shlisha's Ainlam means The kedusha shniyah is kitchel shai, but this man the amar holds. But kitchel also lavai, you don't have to make kaddish it again. Doesn't mean that that adrab means it's still kaddish and it's going to remain kaddish. That's all shaila. Then he brings down the psukim in Parashat Tzavim that the talks about vayikiki yavei lecha called varam eila vashavayis al vechem b'chol goyim v'shadir chashem alkech hashama. He says that akarchach, and then it says, "What Hashem is the nevuah says Hashem is the Torah says Hashem is going to take us back." So they can't be talking about Golas Bavel, because it says, "Was b'chol agayim asher dicha Hashem alkech shama." Obviously, it's b'chol agayim. It's talking about our Golas today, Golas of Bayis Sheni. So if Hashem v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim asher fitzcha Hashem alkech shama. If they just went to Bavel, one little country, and they came back from Bavel, it's not Kol HaGoyim Asher Fitzcha Shama. It's not that Hashem spread us out over the whole world. Our goals today is goals that was Kali Yisrael spread all over the place. And still the Torah says, V'shav Kibetz M'chol HaMesh, I'm going to take us back. How might you see that the ultimate Gula has not happened yet? Okay, so that was basically the Vikuach, and in short, in the Ramban, the Rajva, and Krishna. The other person, the Avicha Hashem Akecha, Laras Yerusha Vesecha, Vivishta Vehetivcha, Umo Hashem Akecha, Zvavcha Zvav Zaracha. And then he says, what does it say? Vehetivcha, Hashem, Umo Hashem Akecha, Zvavcha Zaracha. Right? I mean, you're not going to be chayzer to your foolishness. And that didn't happen after Gaul's bubble. Hooray, the Chayzer, and they got kicked out again. So the Pasuk says, when it says, Mal Shem es Lavavcha, es Lavav Zaracha, that's somewhat loss of love, where everyone's Haka gonna be good and remain good. Okay. Now, we mentioned before the Gemara Sanhedrin. Gemara says, Haiman de Boy Lemaid and Dina, Vitoin mi Boy Lemiftera. If the guy wants to be a Dayan, he wants to build the Paskin. He wants that if he makes a mistake, he shouldn't have to pay. So what does he need to do? He has to get reshus, which is batsim. This is really what today is called smicha. Yer yera yadin yadin. Batsim the mocker is really this gemara. He says lishkul reshusa mibei reish galusa. And our smicha is not real smicha, right? Smicha is you have to only get smicha from someone's a mumcha. It's only from a samach from a samach. We don't have smicha today. So what is it? Almay is really in the Tilas Rishus. Lishkul Rishus and Bei Reish Galusa. He should take Rishus from Reish Galusa. Chenam Shmuel, Lishkul Rishus and Bei Galusa. If he got Rishus from Reish Galusa to Paskin, then if you mess up, you're potter. The Gemara says, Pshita Mehacha Lahacha. So let's say the Reish Galusa in Bavel gives someone permission to be Dan in Bavel. This is what Rashi explains. Umihasam Lahasam. The Nasi who's in Eretz Yisrael to be done in Eretz Yisrael. So in Bavel you got Rishus from the Reish Galusa. You got the Yer Yer Yad Yad from the Reish Galusa. In Eretz Yisrael you got it from the Nasi. So that's good. Umahacha lahasam mahani. Meaning, someone in Eretz Yisrael got smicha from the Reish Galusa in Bavel. That's also good. Why? But the opposite not. So in Bavel you couldn't get smicha from Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the hacha shevet v'hasa mechaykek, because it said layasa shevet mi Yehuda, elu rashi goli shebe bavel sheroydin es Yisrael, rashi b'shevet lashon srara. That's the concept of hefker bez nehefker. That the concept of hefker bez nehefker comes from this pasuk layasa shevet mi Yehuda. That the reish galusa has a kayach to be roid the klai Yisrael with a stick, and then a kayach to mafker the mammon. That's the Shevet. And so that's in Bavel. So that's a stronger Kayach. So the Reish Galusa's Kayach in Bavel could give the dying the right to Paskin. And if he messes up, there'll be a concept of Hefker Bez and Hefker. And therefore, he'll be Potter. Mashen Kain in Eretz Yisrael. There it says, Mechaykik Mebein Raglov. Eilu B'nei Bonav Shel Hillel Shemlam Mentar Barab. That's my bonav shel hillel shel maram tayr barabim. That's in Eretz Yisrael. So there's is mechaykik. That's a mechaykik. It's a sram wetness. And a shevet is with a stick. That's a strong melucha. So the Reish Galusa in Bavel who gives smicha to the dayanim in Eretz Yisrael, but the dayanim the nasi in Eretz Yisrael cannot give smicha to the dayanim in Bavel. Now, Zot Taisvis, here is an interesting nekuda, and that is this. Let me tell you, Yishalmi, that he has a kasha. Mitzvah has a kasha before Yishalmi. He has a kasha. Here the Gemara is saying that Shevet is better. In Bavel, they're better in Eretz Yisrael. I the Gemara Pesachim says that in Bavel Eretz Yisrael, Kim la nan kai fino le abdina kavasayu. The Shaila who the Paskin Eretz Yisrael Bnei Bavel. We say that Bnei Bavel is kaf of Eretz Yisrael. Look at Beren Tam. The Nafkamina is this. Lagabe hayra, lagabe psak. We say that Bnei Yisrael are smarter because avir da'ar machim. Avir da'ar Yisrael is machim. But Lagabes, that's why when the Shail who the Paschal like the Bnei Bavel are subservient to Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to Lagabe forcing Allah, they have Kebezdan, Lagabe forcing the Psak, that the Bnei Bavel have a stronger Kayach, because that is Shevet as opposed to Mechaiki. That's how he says. Then he brings down Mishalmi. It says, why are they better? Adif Bnei Bavel. Why Taka are the Reish Galus and Bavel? Why are they stronger than the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael? Here it's Shevet. Here it's the Nasi Shevet is Mechaykik. Why Taka? Why Taka is it that way? We see from the Pesukim that it's like that. But why Taka? It's like there the Reish Gaila came from the Zcharim of Bnei David, Amalchus David, and the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael came from the Nekevus and he brings down the Yerushalmi. So Taisus is saying that there's an Indian, you've seen this Taisus, that the fact that the mother was from Shevet Yehuda is also gives some type of Taikif to the Malchus. So it is, Apizeh, Gernis and Aibishitz, Kedarke, he has a Mechudid Dika Pshat, a sharp Pshat. To answer the kasha we discussed, the Ramban, what about the Chashmonaim? How could the Chashmonaim take the Melucha? It says, Layasa Shev Yehuda. Zok there, he says that since Imam was from Shevet Yehuda, why? Because all the Kayanim were Shalshelas Aaron. They all came from Aaron. Aaron was the first Kayan. Who was Aaron's wife? Achais Nachshon. Nachshon's from where? Shevet Yehuda. We see in Rishalmi. The fact that Imam Mei Yisrael gives them some type of Sarara. That's the Kaich of the Nasiyas. And Eretz Yisrael came from the fact that was Imam Mei Yisrael, Imam Mei Shevet Yehuda. So that's why the Chashmonaim felt that they could come in and be in Mal. What?
Levi's what?
Who's what? Who? Aaron. Aaron Akain. That's the Shtigl Torah of Mezer Eibishitz.
They're wrong.
What?
They're wrong, though, right at the end of the day.
I'm saying, they weren't so wrong. I don't think they were so wrong. Maybe, or at least that's where they're coming from. Maybe they took four power. I don't know. Too much power. At least it's a limit schutz. I guess they're right. So maybe they can't be full mellow. But at least it's a limit schutz. Like, what were they thinking? This is at least it's a limit schutz and where they were coming from.
Is the Atafa only to the Zechariah?
What?
Is the Atafa only to the Zechariah?
What do you mean? The Yosef Shev Miuda? What do you mean? There's no queen. Queen of England. We don't have a queen in Judaism. Melech Vaymalka.
We say the posuk's going on.
Melech Vaymalka.
What? We say the posuk of the beast in the posuk of Melech Vaymalka.
No.
So it is, according to this, it is going on the woman.
No, bro. Not Mamish. A Melech. Well, what's your question?
You said it only from the male line. Meaning, not the
That's talking about the males. Yeah. That's the bubble. That's the Zechariah. Now, um, Well, Umaisa though, I saw they ask on the Yosef Ivish in the Rambam. What? In the Rambam, it's before not like that. Because Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, very interesting Rambam. Rambam there writes that someone who's not Mizera David, yeah, that someone's not Mizera David, he's like a czar that's over the Beis HaMikdash. Just because a non-Kain does Avoida, someone's a Melech, that's not Mizera David, Rambam compares it to a czar that does Avoida. Rambam writes as follows. Malchus Levad, Chayidata, Miksuve, Sifri, HaNevuah, Shezocha B'David, Mina the Medrash, Kesem Malchus Zocha B'David, V'chein Zarei Ach, V'atzayim Kol Adayrs, Ein Melech, L'mishem Yamim, Teres Moshe, Rebbeinu, Adayim Kol Neviyim, anyone that believes in Teres Moshe Mayim, knows that Malchus is only Mizer David, Mizer Shleim Levad. V'chol Mishu Mizula Zeh, Hazera Hanichbad Linyan Malchus Nochri Karinam Bay. Ukumar Shakol Mishu Mizula Zerarai Lunabai Dizar Karinam Bay. And Mela, the pasuk says that's a miss over there. That what's the pasuk? I'm Zara. What's the pasuk? The Navi can Mela can't be a Zara. So what? So the Mela can't be from a Zar. So Mela Ram says, Ish Zar. That was the Pasuk in Rish Schwartz. The Pasuk the Gemara by Agrippas, where he's down. He started crying. What was the Pasuk that Agrippas started crying because of?
Kerbachecha.
In that same Pasuk, it says Zar. Get sir. That's what Ram says. Oh, so Mela, Fi the Rambam. So what do we see in the Rambam? Chayra. Now the dinim by Ram compares the Kayin, right? It's just like by Kayin, right? His mother is a Bas Kayin, and he does that Vaida. He's a minister of Zaras, right? Ram compares Malchus to Kahuna. So Chayra, who I did, the mother's from Shevet Yehuda, Chayra doesn't make a difference. How can you tell me that? But that's the pshat in the Chashmonayim. At least this is not going to be a teres for the Chashmonayim, but for the Rambam. Because the Chayr doesn't make it. You can't tell me that was that teres, because if the Rambam compares it to the Zar, then how can you say that makes a difference that the mother's a Bas Kayim? Elma, you have to say. Yushalmi says that it does make a difference. You have to say, Pekeret, that the Gemara is talking about. That's Leon Mechaikik, not Leon Shevet. Leos is Shevet Meyuda. Leos is Shevet Meyuda. Being Shevet, that's the Malchus. That has to be a son of David. Mechaikik, Mibain Raglov, that's enough that Ima is from Shevet Yehuda. That's Mechaikik. That's Mechaikik. And someone showed me that Zabriskarov, that it's Mamash Mdaig in the Pesukim. The beautiful Biskarov. Biskarov says, why does it say, L'yos Shevet mi Yehuda, U'mechaykek mi Bein Raglov? Why does it switch? Why Bein Raglov? What does Bein Raglov mean? Mizera Yehuda, right? So, mi Yehuda is also Zera Yehuda. Why does she Niloshen? So he says, Dr. Biskarov, according to this Taisvis, that there's a difference between Shevet and Shevet is Dafka, when the father has to be Meshevet Yehuda. And Mashen came by Mechaikik is even when the mother, the Shalom, the mother is from Yehuda. So he says, that's the Pshat. Layos is Shevet mi Yehuda, that's the Rosh Gaila, that's the Resh Galusa, that has to be Mischarim, that has to be mi Yehuda. Mechaikik, that's the Nasir, it's Yisrael, that's the infinite Kavis, that's from Bein Raglav, as long as it's from his offspring. It's from his offspring, it's not mi Yehuda, it's from his offspring. Any offspring, Bein Raglav, any offspring, even in the Kavis, then there's Mechaikik, but not Shevet. Shevet, if you're a Melech, you need Dafka, the Zechar.
Doesn't that mean from like David or Shlomo, from at one point when there was a king, not just from Yehuda above? Because he said before that they all, like the Rambam said that it has to be through Zerah David or Zerah Shlomo.
Chayra. Yeah, I mean, what if there's some other relative that's from Shev Yehuda with that relative? Chayr not, right. Chayr is interesting. It's interesting, though, because it says, Shev Yehuda. And the Pasuk says, Lama Yehuda. The Ram says, Nafka, once they, Mamluch Tov, it has to be from his children. That's a good question. I'm not sure how to deal with that. Interesting Hara. Now, that's the halacha of the Rambam. Oh, the Rambam said, that's the Pasuk. Lesucha losis halacha ish nachri. Ish nachri. So that's the pasuk. So this is the Rambam said mitzvah mashma that if someone who's not from Shevet Yehuda, he's called ish nachri. No, it's not just talking about a guy. Ish nachri, right? The Rambam official Perlau in the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rasag, he writes, if that's true, the Oiver and the Lav lesucha losis lech ish nachri, then how they are to mamlech. Mamlech Malchei Yisrael. All that Sarah says, Shvat, Oiver and Lav. It's one thing being Oiver on the Tzava of Yaakov Avinu, right? That's one thing. But here, if it's a Lav the Raisa, then he's Navi Sheker. Because the Chari here, you know, in Le'ozah Shevet Yehuda, we have Terutzim, right? It means forever, it means this, it means that, it means the other thing. But this Pasuk says, Loisucha losseis alecha ish nachri. Right? There's no games over here. You can't be mamluch ish nachri. And for the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, ish nachri means that he's from Shevet Yehuda. So the Malchi Yisrael, Yeravim was not from Shevet Yehuda. So how could Achia Shaloini be mamluchim? I is a Navi. It's a Navi Sheker. A Navi says to be Oivan and Mr. Reis is a Navi Sheker.
You could still just say that he said it in English. Rasha.
A Rasha. Echanami. That's what I was thinking. It could be Taka was only Rasha. And like we had before, someone says Nafka, and this is the Rabban, and this is the Klai Yisrael kept it up. That was their problem. That wasn't the original thing.
Saying then you still had Melachim who were Tzadikim Gemurim, so they wouldn't have been allowed themselves to be Melachim.
With the Malchi Yisrael, you mean?
Yeah.
Echanami. Right. Then Ruchim Fischel brings down a Rambam Hilchos Malachim when he discusses the Malchus, the whole concept of being the Seder, how to make the Malachim. He writes like this: His Kibush Nimshchol David Zochah B'Kesef Malchus. We wrote in the Sefer Mitzvahs as well. Hey Malchus Lo Yabonim Vizchor Mal Oylam Shenem Kis Acha Yehenochan Ad Oylam. Then he writes: Novi Shehemet Melech. Mishar Shifti Yisrael. Listen to this Rambam, everybody say. Novi Shehemid Melech. Mishar Shifti Yisrael. Vayoyse Melech. Hoylich Vaderech Atayr Vamitzvah. Vinilchum Mechomis Hashem. Arayz a Melech. Vichol Mitzvah Zamalchus Nehegis Boy. Rambam Fashion. Novi, that's Maimon Melech, Mishar Shvatim. And he's a good guy. He does whatever Melech's supposed to be doing. He's a full-fledged Melech. Afa Pishik Amalchus LeDavid. Yim Mibonav Melech. Still, he's the Melech. Sharei Mizrai. Ochi Ashilaini. Hem and Yeravim. Vamaloi. Bahayim Shemay Tishmu as Kol Asher Tzaveka. Ubenizchol Bayis Nemok Asher Benizlo David. He said it would have stayed. It's not a Rasha. It would have stayed. Right.
It's a question on the
what?
It's a question on what he says. Rasha.
Right. Uvnoi Etin Shevet Echa Kitzer. So Chayra. Now he writes again over there in Pasuk later on. Ram writes Malchei David. Hey Moim Loilam. Avul Miyam Melech Mishar Yisrael, then Tiposik Hamalchus Beisai, because by Yerovim it says Ach Loi Kol Yom. It's only for him and not for his kids. Ein Moichet Shem Meyer. Also in Halachas, Ein Moichet Melech Yisrael B'Shem Ha'Mishcha B'Shem Ha'Far Simon Ve'Man Nois Mishalayim. Kitzer, the Rama has a whole series of Halachas about being Maman Melech that's not from Beis David. So Chayr Yisiyak, at least the Rama was Chayzer. From what he wrote in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that not only is it against the Tzavav Yaakovinu to mamlech a melech nafim Yehuda, but it's also against the Pasuk L'Raisa. And then the Rambam in the Yad, it's mashma. There's no rabbis that have bechlal and pekeret. Rambam mashma is it's something that works. They could be mamlech a melech, even from Shara Shvatim. Now. This whole thing that we're talking about, the Nasi The Nasi is a gather of Mechagig Meiradlov. It's part of the Srara of some type of position of quasi Melech. The Nasi in Eretz Yisrael was. So this is the gay sort of on the way to a very interesting discussion that we have in the Paiskim. And that is Rabbanus B'Yerusha. Rabbanus or Shivakait. Is there a concept of Yerusha and Rabbanus and Dionys and all that? What?
Isn't it Lechol Menuyim? It's the, if it's a kosher, then
say it. Ramah, no, other Munayim for sure. The Shail is the more Shail by Rabbanus. Is the other Srara is for sure. No, is that a Srara? It says where? This is a discussion of Paiskim. I'm telling you, it's a discussion of Paiskim. If you give me 2 minutes, you'll see where the Makar is for it. Ramah says, Mish Hoch Zagal Rab Be'ir, I feel his Ma'atzma, Be'ez is Srara, Ein Lamid Megillah Sayat Mishabar L'Shemet. The Sham after God of Emmanuel. I feel benoy, ben benoy lo ilam, kaiden lo cheirim, kol zman shemal makma v'seim b'yira v'heim chacham u'mitzas. So there's the Rambam that if they're mal makma v'viim b'yira, even if they're not as smart as the father, but as long as they're not idiots, then they get that goes Birusha. And the Tzam Sofer writes in the Ramah. And he says, this it says, Shabon of Kaidmin, it's talking about when, on the case of the guy that was Machzik Asim and Besrara. But when the Ramah talks about the Rabbanis, right? Mishnah's the Grab Meir, then the Ramah had, I feel his Asim of Ezra Srara. He says, Birush is only going on the Srara part. The guy took up a position of power. But the Rabbanus part now, which is a pella, because the Ramah, the Makkah of the Ramah is Rivash. We don't have time to go into the whole Sura. Rivash. Sura means power. Huh. And his position of power. So, but the pella the Chassam Sofer, because the Makkah is the Rivash, and the Rosh is talking about Rabbanus, and the Pasha of the Ramah, he said he threw in also that if guys mask himself in any sort of Sura, it goes Birusha, but it's Mashmur also what he started off with, which is Rabbanus, it also goes Birusha. The Ramah in Arachayim, Simon Gimel, there he talks about a Shatz, and a Shlich Tzibor, Shehiskin, and he wants Imane's son to help him. So even though the son's voice is not as good as the father's, still, Mal Makayim B'Shar Dvarim, B'nai Kaidim L'Chol Adam. Then you know the story of Chaim, no? That the Shail was, it was the Shail to two Chazanim. One was Mamish, Yerushimayim, Mamish, all the Milas, he had a beard and he was poor. They were all the Milas of a Chazan for Riyam the Rai. And the only thing is, he didn't have a good voice. But the other contender was, he had a gorgeous voice, but he didn't have all the other Milas. So Chaim said, take him. Was proud. The answer Shulchan Aruch says that all the miles of a thing. The first thing is the Chazan, he has to know how to sing. If he doesn't have a voice, then all those are miles. Once you have a voice, but if you don't have a voice, then you're not a Chazan Mechal. What?
I think we should agree with you as well.
Then agree with that? Okay. Maybe it just depends on the level of the voice. The Chazan's guy now just had a frog. Anyway. Now, the Magen Avraham that brings down in the Rajba, there's a Kal Godel Menuyim Shaben Kaidim Afilu Yesh Achreim Gedoyim Menu. And that's the whole Mamash, a big discussion in the Paiskim. It's a very big Arichas, not for now. And then the Rajdam says, Chochem Hamamun El Harbetz Taira, Oyle Din Loimin and Din Zeh. Not like the Rajba. So the Magen Avraham says, the Machlaik is between the Rajba and the Marjdam. It also brings down from the Sefer Asor Mamoris, from the Ramami Pano, that says, Kol HaMinuyim Shem Kesa Taira Ein B'Neim Kaidmin Rak Mehila Nasi Nogash B'Neim Kaidmin. So he brings down. So, the question is, then Paiskim Hin Neher, a lot of Paiskim, all big discussion in Paiskim, Taka's Rabbanis Mirushanat, but that's not for now. What I want to get to, what I want to get to is that the truth is Dvar Moshe. He brings down this Ramami panel. He says that the cost of the Mehil Ve'eloch Nogu Gam B'Menuyim Shel Kesa Taira Shebeneim Kaidmin. Right? So the Ramami panel, the Ramogan of Ram brings down the Ramami panel that Kesa Taira is not Birusha. And he brings down Hill, right? The Hill was Birusha, B'Neim Kaidmin. So what's going on over here? And this the Chubas Dvar Moshe brings down the Ramami panel that Mehil Ve'eloch Gam B'Menuyim Shel Kesa Taira. Hill did go Birusha than the Seas of Hill. So what's going on over here? So the Chassam Sofer, that what the Ramam Pano is saying is that by from Hill to Eloch, Fakir, it wasn't Al Kasa Taira. That was a Gedr Malchus because the Hurdus was Avda Bisha, the Gemara says, and therefore Hurdus took over the Malchus from the Chashmi Noyim. Chazal wanted to sort of reinstate the Malchus in Eretz Yisrael that should be by B'nai David. So the position of the Nasi in Hillel was not Kesset Torah, it was Kesset Malchus. And that's why it was B'Yerusha. And the Ramadan is saying that Kesset Torah is talking not B'Yerusha. And the whole lashon of the Ryan Pound is as follows. He says, even though the Safri says that all the parents of Yisrael, B'nai Yerushim, and by Kohen Gadol, you have it also, Hashem Malis Yodai, you need Mimal Makam Avaisav. He says, Hanim Lubakesa Kuna, Bakesa Malchus, V'chol the Domile, going Sherusa the Masa. So until Hillel, there were Nasiim. But the position of the Nasi originally was the Nasi without Bezdin. They were the ones that were in charge of the Bezdin. They were really on top of the Bezdin. So that's the position, that's Kesem Torah. That's not Kesem Malchus. It's just okay. Dr. Myron Pano, Mehil Ve'eloch, they wanted to reinstate the Malchus. So they gave the Nasi a din of a Melech. And then it became Birusha. They made Ois Kesset Torah, and now it's Kesset Malchus. So that's why it's Birusha. Ben Echrami, Myron Pano was saying that Kesset Torah is not Birusha. Kesset Torah is not Birusha. There's one last point. Reb Shternbuch was done. It was a rod that was nifter. It's also a big shayla in the Paiskim, more than what it says over here. And the shayla was, Rav Nezer has a huge arichas about that. Rav Nezer has a huge arichas about that. That there was a rod that was nifter and his son-in-law wanted to take over. He didn't have his son-in-law to take over. The shayla was whether, first the shayla, how whether is Yerusha Barabanas, and if there is, even if there is, what about, does the son of Yarshim? I mean, there's a whole discussion, the last tshuva in the tshuva Sarama, from the, it's not from the Rama, it's from Shol Rav Heschel, that he held that the son of could Yarshim, and he means right from the far Yishalmi. Meant Yishalmi for Yishalmi says, Yosha Shev Mehuda, Umachim Ben Raglov, Eil Banim Shilahil, Behindu Banim Banais. So as Yishalmi says, that Machim Ben Raglov is even the Banais. So Meila, so we see that even the son of Lok Yarish, there are Banais. That he's going, not like the Ramah Panah, but that's Taka, Ben Banim Shilahil, that was the Banais. But he says, the Vedic Shuni argued, and he Taka says that, The bas doesn't help because Harei the what do you want to say? The son of Yarshin alts his wife. Harei his wife can Yarshin. His wife can become rabbinit. I mean today who knows? But things were the way they were supposed to be, what's your thing? Right? So Mela, he says that he can't go be Yerusha. Rosh Darmach has an interesting idea, but then he wants a taina that the Yerusha Rabban is not really Yerusha. You know, it's mashma in a lot of places, I think not like they take it more seriously, it's takip than Yerusha. Now, if it's just the union of covered for the Rav, so now if it's covered for the Rav, then even if then the son also is covered for the Rav, the son will take hold. God is talking about the Yerusha Rabban is a story of Chaim. That in the city near Brisk, so there was a whole fight. The Rav was getting old. He had a son that wasn't mal makamov beyira ubachachma. Midach Yisa, there was the dying. There was the old dying, and he was a big tamal chacham. So the big fight in the town. Who's gonna lachem eversiv? Who's gonna get the rabbanis? So one day the pirates. Own the whole village. He comes into the town, see what's going on with his people. And he sees in front of the shul is a whole tumult. So yeah, he stops his carriage. What's the whole tumult? He said, tell him the whole thing that, you know, the Rav's getting old and he has a son. He says, what? In my village they're gonna decide who should be the Rav. I'm gonna decide who should be the Rav. So he invited them both into the palace. For he's gonna give them a dinner. He'll decide who's right to be the Rav. So he pulls out. He didn't have, like, he's looking for a sefer. He said, oh, they have to leather. He had an old leather bound siddur they gave him once. They were about to some gezeres, so he gave him a big siddur. So he opens it. Okay, so the old Rav was older, so he gave it to him first. He opened it up. In his luck, he opened it to the Yeritzes and parishes in Shabbos HaGadol. The Yeritzes in the back, you really can't read two words, right? So he's sitting there fumbling, the hard words, you're not used to it. Okay, then he calls in the son. He opens it up. His luck, he opens the ashray. He goes right through. He reads the ashray. So I said, okay, he's the Rav. This, So they came to Reb Chaim. He said, hey, cover that tire. How could it be, So Reb Chaim said, I don't know the Dayan. I know the son. One thing I know, the Dayan is not right to be a Rav. I said, why not? There's any Dayan that's sitting by the pirates. And he opens to Yeritz of Shabbos at Gadol and doesn't read Ashrei. It's not right to be a Rav. Rav has to be a Pekech also, not just Tom Bacher. In the Bracha of Yisachar, it says, Yisachar Chamar Gorem, Rez Ben Mishmasayim, V'yam Anuch Kitay, V'yei Shich Bar Lisbo, V'yil Mas Aivei. So the Pasuk says, V'yam Anuch Kitay, V'yei Shich Bar Lisbo, Chorez Astir. One hand he's saying, V'yam menucha, kitayv, he wanted menucha. And then, v'yeshich malizbo. Zot l'chav tzchayim. He gives a marshal. He says, famous marshal, that the guy goes on a business trip. He used to go to the Yerid to get the schayr. The guy went far to get chesvas, diamonds, whatever it is that he was in. And so he's a rich guy. He took money with him for expenses for the, besides the money he took to buy stuff, he also took expenses for the road. And so what happens? When he was there, a guy offered him a deal like Mamish not Chayach. But he didn't have any money. Usable as money, he already bought all the schayr. So he said, but it was Mamish a deal, it wasn't Chaval to pass it up on it. So he took the money that he was planning on using. For on the way back, he's staying all the best hotels, all the 5-star hotels on the way. So he said, okay. So he just left over mamish bare minimum, just enough for bread and water and stay in someone's barn. He'll rough it. So on the way back, he meets someone. A guy knows him. A guy sees him. He's sitting there eating bread in the corner of the inn on the floor, and they're asleep on the floor. Right? So what happened here? He said, don't worry about it. He asked me if he thought that he lost all his money. No, Baruch Hashem, I'm still doing okay. Tell him the whole story. He says, it's a day for me to be civil a couple of weeks on the road. When I get back, I'm just going to, the deal that I got, the price that I paid for those diamonds, and I get back, I'm just going to make it big. And then I don't think about it. I don't think about today. I'm thinking about when I'm sitting here eating the dry bread and the water and sleeping and who knows what. That's not what's on my mind. What's on my mind is, once I get home, I'm thinking about all the wealth that I'll get. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's the chat also. V'yayam menucha kitayim. He saw menucha, not menucha in this world. He saw menucha in Aram Hava kitayim. V'yayam shich melisbal. So meila, this world is always temporary. So v'yayam shich melisbal because it was kedai to v'yayam shich melisbal. V'yayam masayved for the ultimate menucha. I was thinking, could we say it a little different? Could we say a different pshat of Chavetz Chaim? That the pshat is v'yam menucha kitav yeshich melisbal. Okay, menucha is not going to the Bahamas, sitting on a hammock, drinking lemonade. That's not menucha. That's not that person doesn't, you know, hey, for the first day, 2 days, a week. After that, you get sick of it. You have no sipuk. You have no. You don't feel good about it. You don't have any sense of accomplishment with that. So what's the nucha? What's first wants a sense of being of doing some accomplishing something that he did something with his life. So then v'yam nucha k'tayi that the emes manucha is v'yeshlich. He wants to be yisachar saw. That fakir, what he wanted? He wanted to come to Am Chacham. He wanted to be gadol b'teira. That's menucha. That's ultimate menucha. The geshmak to sit there and understand the Rashba and understand the Krager and understand the Ram, understand the Reb Chaim. That's the ultimate menucha. That's the ultimate menucha. But how do you get to that menucha? You don't get to that menucha by taking it easy. Even in the learning itself. You sit there, take it easy, okay, you go out for a break, you come back, you take another break, and you wait for shir, that's not the menucha, that's not how you're gonna get the geshmak and learning. People, say, oh, I don't have a geshmak and learning. How do you have a geshmak and learning? If you work at Kishkasov, you work on the Rajbi, you work on the Kveh, you work on the Rambam, and then you have Savan and the Rambam, also now it makes sense. That's the ultimate geshmak, that's the ultimate menucha. But yeah, I'm a little guitar, but yeah, it's just my list.